Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jenna Abernathy is here. Jenna's a new friend. She's a human resources expert. She is the managing partner at Witt & Kiefer, which is a staffing and recruiting company. She's the author of a new book called The Inequality Equalizer, and which is a very interesting title, and she's a very interesting lady, and we're going to see what she has to say. Jenna Abernathy, welcome to the show.
Great, thank you. Great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Jenna. Congratulations on your book, by the way.
Thank you.
So, you talk about, you in your book, you help people do what I call putting your best foot forward. And you talk about bragging, getting away with it in your book. And I call it putting your best foot forward. What do you think?
No, it absolutely is putting your best foot forward. You know, I think that people don't realize it's such a competitive environment. And even though it's always been competitive, when you now have social media, you have so many other ways to get your message out there, you've got to really reframe it. So I tell people, it's when you think about putting your best foot forward, it's really about saying, I am the CEO of my own brand. I am a brand,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to think about yourself, whether you're a small business owner, whether you're in the workplace, that is what you are, and you represent that brand 24/7.
Well, so and this is true for employees looking for a job.
Right.
This is true for small business owners making a proposal presentation. The thing that I try to help, I've been reminding people about now for 15 years, virtually everything you have to offer is a commodity.
That's right.
Why do people do business with you? Why would someone hire you? It's because of the human being inside of you. That's why people do business, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
So if we understand that, now we come back to the point what you're saying about that you are a brand. If you're looking for a job, they're not looking for a strong back or a smart mind. They can get those everywhere. They're looking for somebody who fits in, aren't they?
Yeah, and they're looking for someone that can execute and perform and that is results-oriented. And so I tell people, you almost need to think about what are the top 10 accomplishments that you've had.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a small business owner, what are the top 10 nuances that separate you from the others? You know, think about that top 10. Then you want to commit it to muscle memory. You want to hardwire those facts. Make sure, you know, you're brushing your teeth in the morning, role-playing,
mm-hmm.
going through it, making sure that you know this is what differentiates me. These are things that should be in your online profile, whether you use LinkedIn, whether it's through your business, you know, branding page on Facebook, whatever. There should be things that really and truly differentiate you. It's not bragging, it's your differentiator.
Do you think that some people believe that what they've accomplished is like not a big deal and everybody does it and it's just like, or we do it so often, we do it so easily that we think everybody knows how to do this. And I think that's a mistake that we make, don't you?
Absolutely, because I think, you know, so many of us, you can tell by my accent what geography of where I was raised.
So, not the Midwest.
That's right. But, you know, we were raised that you didn't vote for yourself for class president. You know, you told your friend, well, I'll vote for you. You vote for
you,
me.
You have to be a nice. You have to be
yourself,
a nice girl,
right?
Don't you? A nice girl.
That's right. And so you learn that, bragging's not appropriate. That's not something that you should be doing.
That's a Southern thing for sure.
It's
called poor mouthing.
Poor mouthing.
but no, you're right. But as you say, in the 21st century, whether you're looking for business or looking for a job, the competition is beyond fierce.
Exactly.
And for young folks, especially the millennials, my goodness, there's 84 million of them, and they're trying to crack into the job market, and it's tough.
That's exactly right. And so they've got to, again, I go back to, what's your differentiator? What is it that really makes you stand out above the others? And sometimes people are more comfortable talking about we. So what are things that we did as a team? What are mm-hmm. things that we accomplished? I mean, there are ways to frame it.
Isn't that a good way to come across if you're looking for a job, to say this is how, when I, in my last job or in my current job, I helped my team do this. We accomplished this, and my contribution was this.
Yes. That is a great way to
see. That's in selling. That's called similar situation.
Yes.
It's a similar situation close. And if you're selling, if you're a small business trying to put your best foot forward, you talk about what you're experiencing. We've experienced this before with our other customers, and this is how we help them.
Exactly. That's a perfect way to phrase it. And to create that segue, because now what you've done is you've laid the groundwork, but then you can talk about the accomplishment. And it doesn't come across as bragging. It comes mm-hmm. across that you're proud and you're passionate about what has been accomplished.
Do I wait for them to ask me for those things? How much do I offer unprovoked?
I think you've got to weave it in. I think you've got to start weaving it in mm-hmm. and see if they're receptive. Because, again, you can tell with human behavior when someone is receptive and they want more. That eye contact is going to be there. They're going to be, you know, open body language saying, tell me more.
You want it to build, don't you? You don't want to give them a fire hose
at first. Right.
You want it to build. And as you talk to them, you want them to increasingly become impressed with you.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Always leave them wanting more. That's the key. They want you back.
Well said and well explained. The inequality equalizer, want it, claim it, own it, and maximize your career success. Jenna, give us a website, please.
Absolutely. www.jenna, with one N, J-E-N-A, Abernathy, Abernathy.com.
JennaAbernathy.com. And the book's available wherever books are sold?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble, any of those websites.
And their beautiful faces right there on the cover, too, folks.
That wasn't my choice.
That's worth the price of the book. 20 after, we're going to be right back with Jenna. We're going to talk some more. We come back, she's going to help us get real. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.